So you were really there on the first day that the station went on the air.
I was. When they started, it was KHKE before it was KUNI, before it was Iowa Public Radio. And NPR was just coming online, too, in, I think, 1970 or 71. So they had been in existence for a year prior to the new broadcasting services at UNI. And they ran Morning Edition and then the classical music programming. And then at 2 o'clock was a thing called Folkways 1. And then All Things Considered came out at 4. And then at 5:30 was Folkways 2, which was more of a contemporary kind of singer-songwriter kind of thing. And that was followed by 90 minutes of a thing called Nation Time, which was staffed by the UNIQ, the Center for Urban Education. And that was a very urban, black music, black-hosted radio show. And then after that was Progression, which was supposed to be this underground, way out there, wacky kind of thing. And I was encouraged to be as weird as I possibly could, which I took to quite easily. And I would sometimes even play Gregorian chants. It was just, how weird can you be, Bob? And it was me and a guy named Jerry Gable, who was the music director for all of it. He was a UNI music school trained guy. And eventually I wound up being the Folkways 1, Folkways 2, and Progression host. So 3 days a week I would come in and do the afternoon show, and then I'd be off for 90 minutes, and then I'd come back and do the early evening folk show, and then I'd be off for 90 minutes, and then I'd come back in and do the 3 hours of Progression. And then we closed down at midnight, so it wasn't a 24-hour service at the time. And again, I just wound up being really lucky, and that's been kind of the entire story of my career.